war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode? My whole life spins into a frenzy.
One of my favorite talk show hosts and comedians and fellow Austinite, J.P. Sears, is here. My wife's also been a huge fan, buys all your merch, wears your stuff constantly, so I'm reminded of you almost every day. AwakenWithJP.com. J.P. Sears is a comedian, author, and YouTuber known for his unapologetic stand for freedom and his satirical take on politics, fitness, and health. His unique approach to comedy encourages his audience to question social norms while embracing personal growth and laughter and authenticity. As a speaker and a creator, he continues to inspire millions to find hope and freedom in everyday absurdities. Now, I know, I've been following you for a decade, that, you know, you've always had kind of like a libertarian, free, you know, free market, open guy, classical liberal, you know, in many ways, like Thomas Jefferson style, correct me if I'm wrong. And then despite a lot of heat and stuff, you know, over the years started supporting, you know, Trump, because at a lot of levels he was more of a revolutionary. But going up, in my view, about 6 months into this new administration, he began to change course when they kicked Musk out. And now, oh no, we're keeping the glyphosate, lobby protection. No, we're going to war, but it's not a war. So many things he's doing, Ludnick lying about Epstein, and they're defending that and saying Mark Levin is MAGA. Tune into him. This is what I stand for. We need boots on the ground, Levin says. America's going to be ready to die. And then having his surrogates, we know that's White House run, because I had him threaten me, basically, hey, you need to watch out or else, come out and demonize those of us and do all this. Well, that's not intimidating us. And so I held back really going after Trump. I've been critical of him until the last month or so, but he's changed course so badly now. Before, he was somewhat off course. Now he's radically off course, and I'm really, really concerned, and I wanted to get your take, because you're a smart guy, on what you think's happened, what we should do. Obviously, we want to support the Democrats with all their censorship and transgender with the kids, and they want total war with Russia. So I'm really in a quandary here, and it's really a paradox for me. I mean, here's just an example. While you were coming in during the break, I just ran down to get a glass of ice water, and we have Fox News on in the break room, and there's Fox News saying what we already know, unprecedented missile strikes, probably the biggest ever. Every time I'm watching, though they censor everybody else and arrest them in Israel and the UAE and everywhere else when they show the missiles hitting, they arrested over 1,000 people in the UAE. Israel's arrested over 500, I was reading, for showing it, but they let Fox show it, and you'll see, oh, those got shot. Oh, that one came in. Boom, mushroom cloud. And they were just reporting, yeah, unprecedented attacks, a bunch of missiles are getting through. We'll play the clip in a moment. This is literally 5 minutes ago, right before he came on. We got it paused in there. And then I see Trump and Hegseth, oh, they're destroyed. They don't have any military. Nothing's happening. But by the way, you'll be totally obliterated, and we'll never stop until unconditional surrender, give us Strait of Hormuz. Now, Trump, I'm leaving the Strait to you, and it's up to everybody else. It's your fault. You go get it. When, meanwhile, it's destroying the world economy. I mean, this is just changing stories every 5 minutes, lying constantly, or maybe his mind's gone, no responsibility. I mean, what the, am I wrong, J.P. Sears?
No, I don't think so. And I think it's obvious for those of us who supported Trump in his candidacy, something has changed, and it's not us. And I think what we're seeing now is some people are loyal to Trump at all costs. Some people are loyal to truth at all costs. And I think we have to keep our eye on, we have to be loyal to truth. That's above any single human being. Yes, Trump has been a powerful person. What he represents, what he's striving for, there's just been a change. Now, we can fall for the Orwellian stuff where they essentially tell us, don't trust your senses. Don't trust what your eyes and ears are seeing, telling you what you're hearing. But if you're aligned with truth as a principle rather than being loyal to a person, you have to say, like, there's some weird stuff going on. And I think we have to call balls and strikes as we see him. When Trump does good stuff, awesome. We're gonna say that. He's done a lot of good stuff.
And we're happy to. We want to. We want him to be good.
Yes, we definitely do. And when he's doing stuff, Epstein file cover-ups, fighting a war very seemingly on behalf of Israel, we have to look at that and call it as we see it. And really, it sucks. But what sucks even more than that is glazing our eyes over and doing this 1984 thing. Like, what we see happening, that's not happening. But man, something big changed.
Well, you are J.P. Sears because you quantified it in 30 seconds when I tried to do it in five babbling minutes, literally. We didn't change. Trump changed. We didn't betray him. He betrayed us. It's getting worse. The only hope we have, because we need him in the last 2.5 years he has to continue some of the good reforms he was doing, we're trying to save this, is I think what's what you're saying. And the last straw for me, and I've already been increasingly critical, but the last straw was Joe Kent, 11-time combat vet, wife getting blown up over there, wasn't ever even anti-Israel, was pro-Israel. And then they call him a traitor, a coward, a scumbag, when he's just reporting what the Pentagon's own report to Trump 5 days before was, 90% chance they don't fall, they block the Strait of Hormuz, don't do it. You had Eric Prince saying don't do it. And then they single Ken out as he's the lone kook, he's the traitor, he's the leader of a white supremacist coup, was the talking point by Alan Dershowitz and the rest of the neocons. That is outrageous to have a bunch of chicken hawks calling a real badass war hero a coward, a piece of filth. When I saw that with the Kent thing, I said, that's it, the gloves are off.
But you are a smart, principled person if you believe exactly what Lindsey Graham believes. I agree. Joe Kent was, I think the camel's back was broke before him. But Joe Kent, what he's come out and said, having the chart.
That was the icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake for sure. So,
well, exactly. You just quantified it. In fact, I meant to say this. Pull up Lindsey Graham following little kids, little girls around, looking at their asses, just like Biden. And he has a fairy bubble wand, reportedly spent 2.5 days during a government shutdown at Disney World by himself, wandering around looking like a psychotic. I mean, you have a warmongering guy, basically Trump's brain on war, who is following kids around with a Disney wand. Who has no wife, no kids. People are like, well, he must have been with his grandkids. He doesn't have grandkids. It's well known that he's blackmailed. Okay, folks, it's one thing if he's gay, that's fine. No, dude, nobody at 70 follows little girls around for 3 days with a princess wand.
Yeah, this isn't Lindsey Graham being at Disney World when he's 9. I mean, he's present day 70 years old. By the way, how homophobic is that guy? To repress his own alleged homosexuality. So I think maybe he needs to be called out for
being. Well, I think it's a little bit more than homosexuality. I mean, have you seen the looks on his faces while he's wandering around looking at kids?
And for this guy to be so out of touch, telling his constituents in South Carolina, we're going to send your sons and daughters to go fight in this Iran war. And then you watch a clip of him getting booed off the stage for 6 minutes straight. I mean, there is a very huge gap between what he represents and, you know, he's now representing the mainstream conservative narrative and what we, the people, see. It's just a Grand Canyon size gap.
And let's be clear. The polls are out. 80% of Americans across the board don't want boots on the ground. All the members of Congress were saying don't do it. And now the mainstream is boots on the ground. It's not the mainstream. It's a bunch of crazy neocons that want this, and so it's literally Trump betraying us, and then they expect us to line up and do what Mark Levin says and Lady Graham?
Yeah. All on behalf of Israel, the Zionists, via their proxies of our elected representatives. It's really serious when you think about it. There's legitimate treasonous stuff going on. There's foreign infiltration in our government. Like I'm telling you, but it's very appalling. It should be very unnerving.
Yeah, we should all be really freaked out. Like Joe Kent, he said, it was a pleasure to serve the administration. I don't want to do this, but I have to draw attention, change course now. And instead they said he's the leader of a neo-Nazi movement when the guy's like basically a libertarian. It's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, their reaction to Joe Kent almost affirms Joe Kent's telling the truth. There's the predictable sort of, we're going to smear his character.
Bongino called him a horrible, degenerate coward. Bongino. Okay, you're a New York cop, Secret Service. You're nothing compared to this guy. I know people in Delta Force, they say this guy was like a soldier. Yeah. Like super tier one, super brave, whole nine yards, six Bronze Stars. He's just, his wife got killed over there too, calling him a coward.
Yeah.
That is like, that'd be like if I said Mike Tyson's a pussy and yeah. I don't even know how to box. I mean, it's just, it's insulting.
And the character assassination that they're trying to do on Joe Kent, I don't think it's working, but it's part of the predictable patterns of a PSYOP. You've got a censorship complex, and part of that is done through character assassination. You try to shut down speech. You've got a consistent narrative. All PSYOPs do, and we've got the consistent, you know, Israel's our greatest ally. We're doing it because we need to. God wants us to, but we're not doing it just for Israel. It's just absolutely nuts. And then you've got, of course, a tribalism component where Trump is telling people you're not MAGA. Lindsey Graham is MAGA. But if you're not with Lindsey, you're not MAGA.
The never Trumper.
It's literally them saying we're doing a PSYOP. Here's all the components of it. We think you're too dumb to see the obvious predictable components of a PSYOP. Our consistent narrative that doesn't match reality. We've got censorship and then tribalism.
Well, I know what's going on from all the sources there. It wasn't Kent I got it from. Two others in the cabinet meeting when I first broke that. Cash Patel comes in 6 days after, I guess, September 16th last year, and he's yelling at Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, others, the vice presidents there. Trump comes in for part of it, and he says, you're not supposed to be involved in intelligence when it was set up for that, and I don't want you involved, and got the White House to agree to shut them out of looking at foreign involvement. And then now that's all been confirmed. It's just incredible. And now we know that Trump's got globalists and they're advising him that want to destroy the MAGA movement. They're saying they're protecting him, but they want to destroy and splinter the movement. So when they turn the propaganda organs, not just the neocons, but Fox News, loose on Trump's real loyal supporters trying to get him to correct course, that's designed to make it self-destruct. And Trump is not sophisticated enough to understand it.
You know, and I don't want to get us too off course, Alex, but I'm
go wherever you want. We got 2 hours.
Curious for your opinion. What would you speculate happened to Trump? Do you think it's a matter of the people in his ears are feeding him bad information and he's, you know, earnest about it, but just believing bad information? Or do you think, you know, blackmail, or do you think he's been part of a kind of secret society this whole time? Because something changed.
Well, you could say he's a lame duck now. He doesn't have to run for office, so now he's sold out to the establishment. But definitely they didn't like him before. Definitely they were scared. He definitely was operating on his own before. He's pretty much always been a lone wolf. He doesn't want to go get compromised in an Epstein-type thing. He didn't go get pissed off by Russian hookers. Trump's all about being in charge himself. I think it's a combination of 79, not sleeping, being a workaholic, being burnout, and then being bubble wrapped. I learned very early on that it's whoever can talk to him and whoever he likes. So he liked me and listened to me, and it became a big news article. It's like the main job of the new White House chief of staff is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones and InfoWars. And it was just because I would tell him, hey, you know, Fiona Hill is an operative in your office. You know, she is on the Soros board. He fires her. Just like you see a reporter now, because they let the press in, that's powerful, say, hey, you know, this is going on. He checks it and says, I'm going to take action, and does. So it's that immediacy. So Charlie Kirk was absolutely Trump's favorite. He was anti-Iran war. That's confirmed by text messages and public statements, despite what Bongino says. And Kit confirms that, you know, he saw him there in the Oval Office. He says, please stop Trump, you know, back in June. Let's not go to full war. Kirk called me and said, keep it up. Let's stop this war. It'll derail everything. And so that's a whole nother piece of evidence that now Israel is the main suspect in killing him. Because of the motive, the background, all of it, and because we now know that, and because we now have the head of the ADL and all these other Israeli operatives saying, we use the pagers to kill people that disagree with us. We need to do that in America. Have you seen that clip?
No.
And he says, we need to use the same tactics that we use on Hamas against Americans that disagree with us, including exploding pagers. People say, well, he means that as an analogy. No, he says it.
That's not a very good analogy.
Guys, pull it up. Greenblatt says, use the same tactics we use on Hamas against Americans. So... you had all that with Levin saying 3 months ago to Tucker, you think with your little podcast you got power, we'll take you out. I mean, they're, you know, very veiled, thinly veiled. So now people said day one Israel did it. I said, we don't know that, but we learned there was a cover-up. Now they admit that the 30-odd six did not shoot him. The ATF, not not his lawyers. The ATF did their job and said it was not a 30-06 round. They haven't said what it is yet, but obviously a 30-06 goes through your neck at 150 yards. So what do you make of that? I mean, the point is this is all unraveling in real time.
Yeah, it really is. And I really appreciated Brett Weinstein maybe a couple weeks ago on Tucker's show coming out and just very level-headedly talking about, like, there's good reason to investigate Israel in this. It, man, it is just fascinating how much control that country has over America. You just look at the AIPAC charts, all the funding of the politicians, how much they've funded Trump, which is immense. And then
they brag on Israeli TV they control us. Yeah. But then when we talk about it, we're traitors.
And anti-Semites.
Greenblatt in another clip says, anybody that says Israel got this war started needs to be deplatformed and maybe arrested.
Yeah. There's our silencing mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. That's not just censorship. That's taking away your freedom for not supporting the right thing.
You can't make it up. Again, strong claims need strong proof. Here is Greenblatt, like a month ago, saying in Israel's eight-front war, we need the same ingenuity that we use with exploding pagers. And you can say it's thinly veiled. It's not thinly veiled when you had everything else that's happening. Here it is.
We've got to start doing things differently. And the same goes here in Israel. This means that the problem won't be solved by yet another new Knesset task force. It won't be solved by the government just throwing money at the problem. It won't be solved by the IDF spokesperson's unit issuing updated talking points or suddenly using TikTok. Like us in America, you need to adopt new strategies, to experiment with creative tactics, to study the results and scale what works. Maybe it's a whole new IDF unit, call it 8300, to lead this fight. But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle. We need the kind of courage that executed Operation Deep Layer inside Syria and destroyed Iranian missile manufacturing capabilities to undertake this mission. This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the State of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
J.P. Sears, you can say it's thinly veiled as a threat, but you cannot deny, tell me if I'm wrong, he's talking about a coup against America, a military operation with Israeli intelligence in America, cut and dry right there.
Yeah, and then you also have them kind of tipping their hat of people who see that, call that out. They want to just throw them in prison. Alex, can you send that clip to the FBI? I think they should.
By the way, the crew found that one quickly. I didn't tell them beforehand. I should have. What's the clip? I'm thinking exactly. I thought of the headline of that, so I did it. He also came out like last week, I think like on NBC News, and he said, anyone claiming Israel got this war started is terrible, and they've got to be dealt with as basically terrorists. And there was another, I mean, it's
complete tyranny at this point.
Israel struck, I confirm this, Trump had backed off because he'd gotten a bunch of generals, including the chairman, told him, don't do it, it's not going to work. He'd backed off one day before they were going to do it. And so Israel struck the day before to drag us in. And then when Rubio told the truth, Trump made him come out and say he was wrong. But then when Trump said, don't bomb their electrical stuff 2 weeks ago, Israel said, screw you, we're not stopping. So it's openly Israel running us. I mean, it's a fact, folks.
And I think Joe Kent's pointed out so well.
Well, this is another one you found. No, make your Joe Kent point. We'll go to this in a minute.
Yeah, I think Joe Kent pointing out, we can't get out of this war unless we restrain Israel. Do we have the does Trump administration have the capability or the willingness to do that is a very fair question. But yeah, I don't think we get out of the war unless Israel is restrained or else we try to step out and they keep dragging us back in.
Remember the Jungle Book where the snake, I think it's Ka, is hypnotizing Mowgli to eat him and the eyes are spinning? Guys, pull up Ka the snake, Jungle Book hypnotizes Mowgli. It's like Mark Levin has done it because Trump on Truth Social all the time says, do what Mark Levin says. He's the one. He knows. Tune in tonight. This is what we must do. And it's like, we must have ground troops. We must be ready to die. It may take years. We've got to do it. And it's like, he's like hypnotizing us.
Yeah, it's not working on all of us. It's definitely working on some people. You know, a term so many people became familiar with during COVID is mass formation psychosis. We have that, ladies and gentlemen. We certainly have mass formation psychosis going in our country to support Israel at the expense of.
And this is actual footage right here of Trump meeting at the Oval Office last week with Mark Levin.
Yep, that's confirmed. Alex, I was on hand at the White House to take this with myself. That's done with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Pretty good resolution.
Old Mark Levin. He's very agile, too. Yeah.
Boy, he's a scholar of our time. I love his Twitter. You just watching him call people Nazis and anti-Semites. Very nuanced conversation.
I was actually blessed this morning to wake up, but he attacked me quite a few times yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. By the way, if you ever wake up and Mark Levin's like retweeting you and like, hey, Alex, it's time to
commit suicide.
You need to worry about something. Yeah, what'd you do wrong?
It's time to jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
Probably. Yeah.
Here's my deal. I don't have some existential hate of Jews or Israel or any of this. A lot of Jews don't like this. I hate that. You know, I've been the guy that try not to go here. But now the nightmare's here. I mean, Israel's literally running our country right now. A weird, crazy faction in Israel that's been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, very much so. Also, I saw just recently, I'm not sure how long it's been out, and you see everything. You probably saw the IDF soldier testifying to, he was giving a stand down order on October 7th.
Yes.
It's like that's the government we're dealing with. And to suggest that the government of a major country in the world is corrupt, that is not far-fetched. That's going to be accurate most of the time, if not 100% of the time,
exactly.
Including our own. And for this to be written off as, well, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm actually anti-evil. And I'm anti-falling for lies, hypocrisy, and deception.
You know what? Since you mentioned that, let's go to break and come back with J.P. Sears and play this clip. But again, Flynn, General Flynn talks to all these generals. He knows them well. They're all pissed off and say Netanyahu ordered a stand down. And then Netanyahu says, yeah, we'll investigate after the war's over. It's never going to end. Greater Israel goes on forever.
Yeah,
and now notice Israel's been saying, his deputies have been saying, after Iran, Turkey, because they're bad. Turkey's even more powerful than Iran.
Yeah, and it might as well get Australia too. But yeah, line them up. We got the
Turkey has the biggest army in Europe.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
Other than the Russians, if you count Russians as European, no, it's the biggest standing army.
No kidding.
Yeah, the biggest, the most conventional helicopters, jets, tanks, troops.
So Netanyahu.
Dude, it's the Ottoman Empire, man. They're not playing around.
He's saying we got to get them next.
Yeah, the former prime minister and then Netanyahu's deputy are saying clearly the war doesn't end with Iran. Now it's Turkey.
It's almost like the guy wants war.
Almost like the one of Greater Israel.
Almost.
But notice Israel says they won't help us in a ground war in Iran.
Yeah. Beautiful ally.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.